Welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. My guest today has been on the front lines, even before you heard of COVID, fighting the military-industrial complex, getting the word out about the CDC and the NIH and the World Health Organization. He talked about COVID before we knew what it was. He warned us about the vaccines. He's been on the front lines, and he is working for We the People like almost nobody else. Thank you for joining me, Dr. Fleming.
My pleasure to be here, Mel. Thank you.
Thank you. First and foremost, a lot of people out there are really getting the information. Finally, you have fought so hard, as other people have, but now people are saying, what can we do? And you actually have solutions for people to take control and actually get involved, get out there, speak up. So can you talk a little bit about your website and how people can do their part to be a part of the solution here?
Absolutely. We have put together a simple website. It's called 10letters.org, the number 10, letters.org, a site you can go to. Takes about a minute and a half. It'll ask you to build a cover letter at the bottom of the page. When you click on that, it will ask for your name and address so it knows which governor and attorney general to send a letter to on your behalf. If you don't want them to know who you are, there's a box there. Click it that says, hide my name and address. But you know, if you're in Florida, you don't want your AG Moody getting it sent to Paxton, where I'm here in Texas. So you download that and print it. You download the indictment letter, which is a tab at the top. You print up a couple of those and you mail them off. We know that people are responding because in the last 2 weeks, we've gone from 4,200 to about 7,600 letters. So anybody thinks that the American public is not going to respond and stand up, we're proving them wrong. And the AGs and governors all over the country are getting these letters. Right now, it doesn't matter what color state you think you're in. Texas and Florida are tied, followed by Florida and Illinois. So people all over the country, and about 40% of the states have a couple hundred letters already into the AGs. And we know they're feeling it because we're getting feedback.
Right.
And those letters say, here's the evidence that Fleming and McCarran and Rixey and Dinert and Huff have. Right. We're going to lay it out for you. We've done your work for you, AGs. There's evidence here to prove that these people like Fauci and Collins and Gates and the other criminals, their bloody fingerprints are all over this. It shows where the money came from. Over half of it's our Department of Defense.
Right.
NIH, NIAID, Department of Homeland Security, USAID, all of our agencies, with the exception of the Energy Department, which is the one that made the comment, right?
I mean, they may be
the only ones going, well, wait a minute, there's evidence here.
Right.
Every American has a right to be heard. And that includes the 1.1 million dead Americans from COVID, the 34,500 dead Americans from the vaccines, the 1.5 million maimed Americans. That's 100,000 more than we've had military troops injured since 1776. Those people's voices are rattled and they can't stand up for themselves. And almost 500,000 other people they'd like you to just forget about that are excess deaths. Right. That aren't even being attributed to COVID, but they are the inflammatory thrombotic and the prion diseases caused by these viruses and caused by these vaccines.
Yes.
These people, we know they are monitoring. We know they're nervous. You're seeing them trying to divert your attention or interfere with Americans acting. Their biggest concern right now is that Americans will go to that website and send in that material. And we know, this is Monday. On Wednesday, I go to Austin, Texas to present testimony requested by Senator Bob Hall, who's on the Health and Human Services Committee. HHS, at least in Texas, is catching on, and it's catching on around the country. And, you know, not to use the movie series that they had, Hunger Games, but fire is catching. And if we burn, they burn too. Now, I'm not suggesting violence, but I am suggesting that people ignite their passions and get involved and bring this country and the world back to its life it's supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think a lot of people, here's the hard part, is a lot of people have this cognitive dissonance. They don't really want to accept the facts that you lay out in your book so brilliantly. the bottom line is we are dealing with a bioweapon, and people still have such a hard time making the leap to the idea that it's a bioweapon. And it is, and it's been going on for decades. This is not new. Fauci's been involved in creating bioweapons all the way back to the early 2000s. And yet that when you even say that word, people shut down. Why do you think that is? And can you explain the bioweapon? And this is a violation of international law as it is.
Yeah, it actually is. I mean, obviously, the reason why we signed the Biological Weapons Convention Treaty and why the U.S. Congress made into law 18 U.S.C. Section 175, which says we will not build these types of things. Right. It means they knew they were being built and something had to be done. The problem is that if you're the government, you kind of think you're above the law. We've seen this repeatedly. You know, I mean, those of us that are out there talking about this, you know, we are constantly being monitored, right? And the reality, you know, is that they don't like it when people expose their wrongdoings. But where people are worried about the vaccines that are out there right now, the genetic vaccines by Pfizer, Moderna, and Janssen, they have launched 6 new genetic vaccines since the end of October.
Oh my God.
One for cancer, which isn't a disease. And go watch I Am Legend. It'll wake you up if nothing else will, right? They launched one for influenza. They launched one for respiratory syncytial virus. And the FDA on the 28th of February already got a review back warning that there's been more than, I think they said 59 deaths and 2 kids with Guillain-Barré syndrome, that neurologic disease already. They've launched one for amyloidosis and for cystic fibrosis. And the last one I saw they launched was for Down syndrome kids. Wow. Now, when you wrap your brain around the fact that this gain of function research that I've been talking about is also connected with CRISPR technology, which is how bacteria deal with viruses. And then you connect those dots and you follow the pages and the publications. I have about 40 of these I've traced back. And these people traced back to World War II, where at the end of the war, we as a country and Russia fought over who was going to get the scientists and who was going to get their intelligence agencies people that got integrated into our government. Now, that philosophy is the same philosophy. It's called Lamarckian genetics, where the goal is to go in and change human DNA, healthier, longer living people. It's just, are you going to be a test subject or are you going to be a beneficiary? And I guarantee you the people running this program aren't the test subjects. Yeah. And what you either need is a long period of time if you want to pull this off, which isn't good if you really want to pull it off because you may not be around then, or you need a lot of test subjects.
Right.
Well, what have we demonstrated? We have a lot of test subjects that will roll up their sleeves to be vaccinated. So like Rosie the Riveter in World War II, she rolled up her sleeves to get to work to deal with the problem. And Americans are going to be rolling up their sleeves one way or another. They're either going to roll up their sleeves and be active Americans and go to 10letters.org and call for these indictments, or they will be rolling up their sleeves to be vaccinated with the genetic vaccines that are currently rolling out. There's 15 in the pipelines, and the World Health Organization has 200 minimum that they are ready to launch.
Yeah, it's
this
unbelievable.
This is not a game.
Yeah, yeah, on this show, I've talked many times about Operation Paperclip and all of these people, but also the Human Genome Project, CRISPR technology. This is all, and then, you know, it's just one leap next to all the transhumanism stuff and the implants and all of that. I just saw that that they announced that they're going to have all vaccines going forward be mRNA vaccines, which I don't know how they can do that without testing them, but they've gotten so far getting away with this unethical, very dangerous stuff that they're not going to stop unless we stop them. And I saw the guy from Pfizer on TV, you know, he said that they just bought a company that fights cancer. And I'm thinking, but you're giving them, all I'm saying is like, people have to understand how deep this goes, Dr. Fleming. It is not about, when you're talking about test subjects, they've been doing this for decades. First, obviously before that, but during the World War II with the people in the concentration camps, but people in jails, people all over Africa and India, and now they're just doing it wide open in America, and people are lining up and not putting two and two together.
People want to think that there's something about the United States of America that makes us special. And you know what? There is. It's the people.
Right.
But it's not the government. What people have to understand is you have to dissect away governments from the people. The Chinese people, by and large, are good people. Their government, not so much. U.S. people,
yep,
wonderful people. The government, not so much. Russia, same thing. Ukraine, same thing. If you want to know why Putin decided to visit the Ukraine a year ago, all you have to do is look at the fact that he was building biolabs there when he was there. Then we have 44 biolabs there. And when I talk about in my book, the $61 million plus that's paid for, one thing that we don't have in the book that we didn't have at the time was the over $400,000 paid by the United States Department of Defense to the Ukrainian labs in November 12, 2017. Listen to the date, wow, please. November 12, 2017, the U.S. Department of Defense submitted more than $400,000 to Ukrainian labs to write a report on COVID-19. 7 months or 7 weeks before anybody heard of the viruses, the DOD wanted a report from the labs on a disease that had not even been identified yet by the world. Right. But we know it was in northern Italy in August and September. We know there are tissue samples from people that showed the viruses. We know Wuhan was in a state of panic in the fall in September and October. That was a brand new state-of-the-art lab in 2018 when it opened. And in 2019, they need new incinerator systems and air filtration systems.
Right.
Something got out. Something ran amok. And it's probably because it happened without them planning it that there were so many missteps that it was easier for me and others working with me to find this data and run them down. You know, Charles Rixey, who's one of the people on the team, who is a former U.S. military instructor for weapons of mass destruction, literally told me the first time I met him, he said, "Fleming, I thought you were just nuts and a conspiracy theorist." And he says, "Now I have the documents to prove it." Folks, this is my 55th year as a researcher, my 37th year as a physician, and my 9th year as an attorney. I don't do conspiracy fantasy land. If I'm telling you something, right, I have the data to prove it. And we have almost 5,000 documents on USB drives that does the work for these attorney generals.
Yeah.
These people need to put in prison or executed.
Yeah, they have to. And, you know, it's crazy as people don't realize how far back this goes. I had looked at a bunch of stuff about when Barack Obama was still a senator and Lugar was the guy, I think. And they went and they started this bioweapons stuff before he was even president. So it's been going on a very long time. Now, there is the question of, are these bioweapons created to target specific genomes, specific people? Because that was one of the things. Are they just like a mass destruction in general?
Yeah, you know, so the whole goal here is to just test out the technology and to get things ramped up. Okay. One of the things that we've learned is that the more vaccines a person gets by this method, the less likely you are to reject the vaccine and the more likely you are to incorporate it. We just published the research that we did from September through November of 2019 on what happens when the vaccines are added to human blood. It got published on the 13th of January and last weekend I just presented it at the first healthcare conference, showing people videos of the 7 test subjects that we had using Pfizer, Moderna, and Janssen, showing them what happens when you put blood on a slide under a microscope and you get to watch the vaccines damage the blood immediately. It turns red blood gray and it causes it to clot. Just like I said in 1994, when I presented the inflammatory thrombotic response theory at American Heart, that was more than a quarter of a century ago.
Yeah. And they've been trying to shut you up for that entire time, which, you know what, the time has come where it's no longer possible. Too many people know you've been out there fighting no matter what happens. And it's been a very difficult journey, but it's worth every minute of it. Now we are at a place where there appears to be the question is now being asked, was this a accident or was it a act of war? I mean, people are really at a place where they're questioning the timing. They're questioning the response, the lockstep response of the whole world, where, like, who's running the World Health Organization? We have China blaming us. We have the UK last week demanding reparations from us because we paid for it. And then we have us calling everyone out. It's insane.
Right, right. The UK demand for reparations.
Yeah.
That was Andrew Bridgens and myself. We released that press release because I'm going to have these people in prison or executed. And if I have to get the UK, their parliament, so Bridgens and I released that document, that press release, demanding that the UK parliament hold the US government accountable. Now, if that doesn't get the US senators when they've been lied to, I mean, I would be so offended, Rand Paul and the rest of you guys, when you're sitting there and Fauci's lying to your face about this money, I would be ticked off if I were you. And if I were you, I wouldn't have let him out of the building. I'd have put him in that little prison room that you have in Congress and then called for the sheriffs to come and take him to prison while you decided what you're going to do for a felony conviction of perjury in front of the U.S. Congress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people keep also talking about the explosion of cancer, the explosion of all this stuff. And yet it's very hard to get people to jump from that it's connected to the vaccine, it's connected to the bioweapon. But it is, and you've proven it many times. So all these cancers that are coming back, how is that happening? What is that about?
Well, there's several reasons. First off, there were a lot of people that could have been caught earlier on had they just simply been able to see a doctor, right? So that's number one, right up front, right? But we know there's several pathways. There's the CD147 pathway with metalloproteases that cardiologists have been talking about for a long time. That's interfered with promoting cancers. The P53 system is shut down, and that system is supposed to protect you from having cancers. The BRCA1 and 2 genes, my friend Joseph Lynch, who discovered that, those protective mechanisms are shut down. And then you add on top of it that the immune system is being overwhelmed so that the natural killer cells that are normally functioning that will say, here's a cancer, because ever since I was a student back in the dark ages, we were taught that everybody has a new cancer cell forming in their body every day, but your natural killer system wipes it out. Well, if that natural killer system, part of your immune system, is already overwhelmed and being suppressed, where's the mechanism for protecting you from cancer? But it is a great tool to study. And that's actually what I said, and I think it was February or March of 2020. Yeah. I published in the Annals of Internal Medicine online, and I said, this is going to be a great tool to understand cancer more, because these viruses look like they are promoting cancers, and they can teach us so much. I had no clue at that point in time, other than just looking at it scientifically, how dead on target that was.
Okay. And my question also I'd like to ask you is, the EcoHealth Alliance gets thrown around a lot. It does seem to trace back to the UK, but we know it's in New York and all over the place. Is the EcoHealth Alliance the glue that pulls all of it together, or are they being scapegoated? I mean, I'm not sure. It's just everywhere you look right now with anyone that's telling the truth, their name comes up over and over, and it's unclear who even owns it or runs it, really.
Yeah. Yeah, well, clearly EcoHealth Alliance had got a lot of that money. And
yes.
And Andrew Cuff, who's with our team, wrote many of those grants directly from EcoHealth and to Fauci and the others. But here's, you know, again, Fort Detrick in 2021 reached out to me twice, asking me as a physicist, did I want to come work there on infectious disease funded by NIAID?
Right. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Once you're doing this type of research, you can code these viruses on a computer. You share it with anybody who has the labs around the world. And guess what? They can run amok. Tell me why the United States or anybody needs 44 bio labs in the country of Ukraine. I mean, you do realize you have to have somebody who knows how to work there.
Right.
To function, do they have 44 people in the Ukraine to be in charge of each one of these biolabs? I mean, if so, what are we putting that type of technology on Russia's doorstep for?
Right.
But right. I don't want people to get distracted. You know, they want you to. They want you to blame China. They want you to blame Ukraine. They want you to blame Russia. Don't take your eye off the target. These people that we want indicted, Fauci, Gates, Collins, and the others, they knew this money was going for illegal research in violation of a treaty that we signed, in violation of federal law. And at the state level, they are responsible. Any AG who says, you know, this is a federal thing, there's nothing going on here, oh, give me a break. The people in the states are dead and maimed.
Right.
And it's the obligation of these people to protect the citizens of their states.
Yeah.
I want to know what they're doing. I know we've got pressure on them. I know they're looking at it. Enough pressure, and these people will either stand up. You know, if we're inserting backbones into viruses, maybe we need to be inserting some backbones into our elected officials.
Right. And what you're talking about state by state, a lot of these states have universities at them that have contributed, first of all. And then top of that, they have labs and other different companies and testing resources. So you can probably find a legitimate crime in every state if you tried that connects to this. So that's totally a farce. So these AGs, well, you know, what's happened is they've infiltrated our country with a bunch of people that don't want to save people, don't want to save America, or actually against us or for this globalist takeover. And that leads me to World Health Organization. This seems to be the most dangerous organization on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. And I see the Biden regime is all walking with them. Bill Gates yesterday announced a new global pandemic response team on Twitter. And we know about the treaty and all of that. What is with the World Health Organization, and how can we stress to our government that we want nothing to do with it? Because these people seem to be just tyrants working for the globalists.
Yeah, apparently our government, if I have to be doing the explaining to them, never read the U.S. Constitution. Under Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution, treaties are the supreme law of the land. However, there's a two-step process. The executive branch has to sign it, and the legislative branch, Congress, has to ratify it. Now, when Congress ratifies a treaty, they can do three things. They can make a declaration, which has no impact. They can make a reservation and or understandings, which do change the terms of the treaties. When Truman signed the WHO and Congress ratified it, they did so with reservations and understandings. And the President of the United States can't change those. Those reservations and understandings state that nothing in the World Health Organization treaty or charter changes the laws of the United States of America. They specifically mentioned federalism. So AGs and governors, listen up. It's called the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution, and it states that if a power is not specifically given to the federal government, it belongs to the states. That's what federalism means. That's why they reserved it and had that understanding in the treaty, which says, look, doesn't matter what the World Health Organization or the international health regulations do, we signed and ratified that treaty with the express reservations and understanding that it doesn't change any of our laws in this country. Just because they want it, it doesn't change the U.S. Constitution. It doesn't change the power of the states. And there's nothing in the U.S. Constitution that allows a president, the executive branch, to then go back and waive what Congress said. The founding fathers made it very clear. Executive branch, you sign it. Legislative branch, Congress, you ratify it, and you stipulate if what those limitations are. Nowhere in the U.S. Constitution. It's not a long document.
Right.
Nowhere in the U.S. Constitution does it say that the President of the United States can then come back and go, well, you know what? I'm just going to change over the power of Congress, because that's the power that Congress has, not the President of the United States. Right. So Americans, tell your governors and attorney generals to get on this, send in those 10letters.org, and then remind the people that you elected that they don't get to just change the U.S. Constitution. If you want to do that, you have to amend it. You don't just, President Biden, you do not have the constitutional authority to do this. I don't care whether you like me or not. I don't I don't like political parties. I don't trust either one of them. I'm going to be real honest with you. But Mr. Biden, President Biden, you don't have this authority. People, get out there and remind these folks what authority they do have and what authority they don't have. Because the way this works is that if a human being, a citizen of the United States, doesn't have a power or authority, they can't grant that to the state government, and the state government can't grant it to the federal government. Notice how that works. Yep. It doesn't go from a federal government to the states to the people. It goes from the people to the states to the federal government. That's the way this Constitution was written. It hasn't changed. If it has, somebody please let me know. Yeah. I'd like to take and vote on it.
Yeah, you know, the scary part is that we are at a place where it appears to me, at least, the District of Columbia is no longer running by the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or anything else, and not working for we the people. And like you said, I think it's a uniparty. They're all bought and paid for, if not blackmailed or bribed or whatever the case may be. It's a disaster. So we really do have to stress on our states. But again, I keep saying, too, we are the employers of our representatives. Therefore, we need to treat them, which is why the 10 letters program is awesome. And some people say, well, they're not going to do anything. Yeah, if they get flooded with letters, they're going to notice, you know, and that's a big deal. And it's a good way to do it. And now, last thing I want to ask you, because it's really important. I saw that they not only did they add this bioweapon to the vaccination list for children, but they are apparently going to be turning all of the vaccines into mRNA vaccines without testing them and adding them all to the children's list for them to be able to go to school or be in social programs and all this stuff. What is this doing to our children? And shouldn't parents right now be drawing the line? I can't even believe that they put this in the news last week.
Look. None of these three vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Janssen, if you look, go read the emergency use authorization documents. If you have any science or background training, go read them. I've shown this to people statistically. If you do what a scientist physician like me does, and you analyze and you say, did that change significantly the number of COVID cases? It doesn't. It didn't. It didn't then. It doesn't now. Don't let people inject, you know, if you want to fall in line and lockstep and be part of the Nazi concentration camp research going on today, you know, I guess march your kids up there. But if you don't want to see your children played with, look, they're doing it on Down syndrome kids now. Okay, they did it on our troops. They did it on our first providers. We let them do it to our, I didn't let them do it to my kids.
Right.
I have not been vaccinated since day one because I read the EUAs and there was no benefit. And you look at the harm that's done. There's two prongs to what they're doing. If they do it in you, once you're born, it changes you, but it won't change your offspring, your children. But the second arm that they're working on, and this goes back to the twin studies that they were doing in concentration camps, they changed the sperm and the eggs. It is passed on permanently through the generations. And the multiple vaccines we know means that they're changing our immune response. It's maybe over the heads, but I'm going to say it because Americans aren't stupid and they'll at least have heard the term. It's shifting it from IgG3 to IgG4, which means it's responding like, well, this is kind of part of my body, which means you're absorbing more of it in your cells, which means you're not even resisting it anymore. Nowhere in history have we ever vaccinated anything at this amount of time. And I'm not anti-vaccine, I'm anti-stupid, but I will tell you this. I never in my wildest dreams thought I would have to be involved with infectious disease, even though when I presented the theory in 94, I recognized the threat because I was talking about the viruses and bacteria causing these diseases. And I thought, you know, Sir Alexander Fleming had already done enough for infectious disease for Flemings to be out of it. But I'm gonna tell you something. I'm not impressed with the quality of the work that these people have been doing. And I've been so unimpressed with it. And so the deceit and the failure to actually get the real data that when people ask me about other vaccines, I can't in good consciousness promote any of them anymore because I think that there's a problem. And if it's the same people running the programs across the board on determining whether they're safe and valid, so far they have demonstrated to me they cannot be trusted. So why should I believe anything else that they have done. And that's, right. I mean, that's a very uncomfortable place for me to be in, but it's the reality. I'd rather live in an uncomfortable place and deal with reality than to stick my head in the sand and pretend things are okay.
Yeah. Now, that brings me to, you just said something that sparked interest in me, which is, now, you watch Klaus Schwab or Harari or Gates or any of these people talk about merging machine and human, and that they're changing the DNA structure, and it goes under your skin and all of this, the nanotechnology. I mean, are we talking, these people, they're eugenicists, in my opinion, and they're looking to manipulate the human genome and with this crazy science. Is that their goal here? Are they looking for full total control from the inside out of humanity, or we're still not sure of the full goal here?
My suspicion from tracing back the papers and connecting the dots of who's connected to who is that they probably believe that they can make a healthier, longer living human being. And for them to reap the benefits of that, they're going to have to do this research in record time, I guess warp speed, if they want to actually get the benefit from it, right? Because if it takes too long, they'll be dead. They won't get the benefit, which means they need a lot of people to sign up for this research project. And I don't know. I mean, maybe people out there like being part of a research study. But, you know, when they launched the genetic vaccine for influenza, I watched the ads that they posted on the internet. And they were looking for older people, my generation, over 65, right? Old people, right? Yeah. And the comments were, diseases are changing, viruses are changing, and you can too. Now, that was either an extremely unfortunate choice of words or very telling. I don't know which, and I suspect both. But you know what, folks? If I want to change, I'll do that without your assistance. Thank you.
I know. I think that they say it. I think they say it right to your face. Remember, originally on Moderna's website, it called the vaccine an operating system. And then too many people looked at it and they changed it. So that's what they do. They change it in real time. But there's a small group of criminals here. And I know you have them all listed in your book. I do suggest everyone to get the book, Is COVID-19 a Bioweapon? Because if you know, that's great, but it's imperative that everyone around you is aware as well. People are still being gaslit. There's still commercials for Pfizer every 10 seconds. If you don't know, that Pfizer is running the media with their money for these ads, but it's very scary. And Dr. Fleming, any last words for people that did take the vaccine or have family members and are now walking around and get it and feel like they have a ticking time bomb in them?
Yeah, well, the first thing I would say is most people who got the vaccines thought they were doing the right thing. So just number one, if you were a good human being worried about other folks, just remember you're a good human being worried about other folks, and be a good human being and help us put these criminals behind bars. Secondly, on FlemingMethod.com, go to the first column, drop down to SARS. There are the treatments that I've published, done the research on, published in peer-reviewed journals, presented at conferences, had quoted by other people in their research. And at the very bottom of it are recommended ideas for people who've been vaccinated or are symptomatic. We've seen clinical results. I like more than clinical results. I like to be able to measure it. Been a little preoccupied with some of the other things, but I put it out there just because I needed to put it out there so people could have it. It's right. Something you work with your doctors, but we're seeing clinical people are demonstrating improvement, whether it's neurologic or rashes or a variety of things. The goal is, from my perspective, is to get more spike protein made by your cells, which seems backwards, except the other treatments that are used there actually go after the spike proteins, prevent them from damaging you. But when you're making them, your DNA opens up and your corrective mechanisms kick in to look for errors or things that shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is make a couple corrections, and those spike proteins or the promoter genes to make them will be abnormal enough that they won't function. And even though it will be garbage sitting there, it won't be garbage damaging you.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Well, good. Well, you have a lot of options out there. I do suggest everyone watching this right now go to 10 letters and Really, I mean, it matters. And people feel like they're helpless. People are demoralized. They feel like there's so many criminals getting away with so much now for decades, while good guys like you and others are persecuted. We, the people, can change that. You have to get involved, and you have to get involved now. Dr. Fleming, you have multiple places people can find you. You can also find his book all over. If you could tell everyone how to follow you and find you, I'd appreciate that.
So Skyhorse Publishing is the publishing company. Fleming Method, all one word, no, just one M in Fleming, no stuttering, is a place where I post a lot of things. I think there's 522 papers on there now about these viruses and everything else, which is small compared to the 5,000 that we have for the attorney generals. I do things on Rumble. I'm on Twitter, so people can find me there. That's enough social media for me.
I know, right? I know. I can't even, I'm terrible at it. But Fleming Method also for solutions, because there's a lot of people out there really worried. And as we see people dying suddenly of all ages, all over, and people still in denial. I have multiple friends in their 40s and 50s that have gotten blood clots, and you can't convince them because they just cannot accept that maybe it was the vaccine or the. So it's like, just go look at it. Nobody needs to know. Share the information with your friends. We will win. We will fight this. Dr. Fleming's testifying this week, I'm sure, for the first time this month for many, because it's gonna go fast. People are waking up. And thank you so much, Dr. Fleming, for all you've done. I've watched you for multiple years fight the good fight. And I think we're just getting started at a justice phase. So I appreciate your work. And thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Hello, Patriot Pals. I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about our amazing partner, Mel K Superfoods. A lot of people do the food prep programs that they come in, you know, freeze-dried and all of that. This is not that. This is a full serving of fruits and vegetables and protein. It is a way to maintain a healthy diet, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, no matter what happens in this country. Because again, it's very affordable, and at the same time, it's very easy to follow, and it is like having a full garden outside your house that you're going and picking fresh fruit and fresh vegetables every single day. You have that same nutrients inside your cupboard. You know, prepare now, be ready. A lot of people do prepping stuff. This is an excellent way to prep to make sure that you and your family always have the essential nutrients that you need to live a healthy, full, life out there. Please check out Mel K Superfoods. We're loving the program. We'd love for you to join us. Please get in touch with the show if you're having benefits from the Superfoods program at Mel K Superfoods. We'd love to hear from you. Go to MelKSuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead. Guys, I've been warning for months and months about the World Economic Forum and the private Western Central Bank rate reset. On top of that, the ESG proposed by Larry Fink and BlackRock, which is the CCP social credit score tied to the central bank digital currency, which would end privacy and autonomy for all free people on planet Earth. Just recently at the World Economic Forum, these people got together and decided that not only will they have a central bank digital currency, but that it will be tied to a universal ID that every person on the planet would have to receive. This ID would track and trace everything from your financial life to your health records, to your social justice, to your environmental footprint, to everything that you can imagine, your business, your expenditures, your groceries, everything that you do in life would be monitored, tracked, and traced by these people in Davos. If they can get away with it. I don't believe they can, because we the people and God Almighty have the power. You have to make the moves today. Invest in silver and gold and other hard assets. Get your money into small banks, credit unions, and savings and loans that are local and benefit your local community. And start preparing in your home with supplies and whatever you need going forward. We the people and God Almighty will save this planet. But that means we have to take action steps to walk away from the central bank digital currency and their planned great reset. Do that today, please. God bless you and your family, and God bless and save America and all free people on planet Earth. No matter what, God wins, but we need to make the moves now.
Hey, Patriot pals, Rob Reilly here. One of the most important things Mel and I do in this war between good and evil is traveling the country, meeting fellow patriots like yourselves. We share stories, resources, gain new tools, make new friends, and get activated to take back our freedom for God and country. Go to themelkshow.com events and come join us. You will have an amazing experience and be reinvigorated to stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As always, God wins. See you there.